This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote. U.S. President Joe Biden and Attorney General Merrick Garland are scheduled to speak later today about a set of new measures meant to address gun violence here in the U.S. One action is a proposed rule from the Justice Department to stop the proliferation of so-called ghost guns that lack serial numbers and are difficult for law enforcement to trace when they are used in crimes. The push for measures to counter violence comes after several mass shootings in recent weeks here in the U.S. British authorities recommending Wednesday that the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine not be given to adults under 30 where possible because of stronger evidence that the shot may be linked to rare blood clots. The recommendation came as regulators in the United Kingdom and European Union emphasized that the benefits of receiving the vaccine continue to outweigh the risk for most people. EU's drug regulator said Wednesday it had found a possible link between the AstraZeneca coronavirus vaccine and a rare clotting disorder, but recommended the vaccine's continued use. Most of the cases reported have occurred in women under 60 within 2 weeks of the vaccination, but based on the current available evidence, the EMA was not able to identify specific risk factors. Three Hong Kong pro-democracy activists, including well-known publisher Jimmy Lai, have pleaded guilty to taking part in an unauthorized rally in 2019 that led to violence between police and demonstrators. Lai is already being held in custody on charges related to his outspoken opposition to China's crackdown on civil liberties in the territory. For more news, join us, voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo pledged Wednesday to continue Trump administration's aggressive trade war with China, saying she will work as aggressively as possible to protect American workers and businesses from unfair Chinese practices. Raimondo said tariffs imposed during the Donald Trump presidency and widely decried by Democrats at the time have in fact helped save American jobs in steel and aluminum industries. Overall, the United States is maintaining tariffs on 66% of Chinese exports. Raimondo said those import taxes are needed to level the playing field for international trade. A Pew Research Center survey taken last year found that nearly 9 out of 10 adults here in the United States consider China a competitor or enemy rather than a partner. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro said on Wednesday there would be no national lockdown, ignoring growing calls from health experts a day after the nation saw its highest number of COVID-19 deaths in 24 hours since the pandemic began. Bolsonaro said he is not going to accept the politics of stay home and shut everything down. Brazil's health ministry registered 4,195 deaths on Tuesday, becoming the third country to go over that threshold, as Bolsonaro political opponents demanded stricter measures to slow down the spread of the virus. Chile approved on Wednesday the emergency use of the vaccine from the Chinese-Canadian consortium CanSino, restricting its distribution, that is, to people between 18 and 60 years of age. The director of the Chilean local drug regulator said the age restriction is due to a lack of studies of the use of this specific vaccine model in elderly people. A lawyer for imprisoned Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny says doctors have found he is suffering from two spinal hernias. The doctor told the Interfax news agency that Navalny also has a spinal protrusion and is beginning to lose sensation in his hands. Navalny went on a hunger strike last week to protest what he called poor medical care in Russia. And Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador has defended the 2013 ruling that freed one of the drug lords most wanted by U.S. authorities, even though Mexico's Supreme Court later ruled it was a mistake. I'm Michael Brown, reporting by remote, VOA News.